107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and it's a pleasure to have Asil Hamid here in the studio with me. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Upcoming this Sunday with the Multicultural Association of Perth Huron, it's International Women's Day on Friday, and the Multicultural Association is celebrating on Sunday with a dinner.
Right. Yeah.
And you are the guest speaker at the dinner. So tell me a little bit about what people can expect from your story and your speech when you're guest speaking at the dinner on Sunday.
I'm going to start with sharing my story with with women, because it's Women Day. I'm sharing the challenges that I was facing, the history, my history, everything, and then I'm trying to prove to women that we will not give up. If we have a goal, if we have something in our life, we should fight for it, so we are ready. We are very strong, and I think we are ruling the world. Women.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Girls rule the world.
Yes, yes.
Women and girls rule the world. Yes. 100%. So if you want, you can share a little bit of your story right now. You don't have to, you know, spoil it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a very, very short form of my story. I'm originally from Iraq. I came to Canada 2004. I came as a refugee. And the word refugee means a lot. And yes. I think I'm sharing this with most of the people here in Canada. They came to Canada in a way. Some of them, they came refugees, immigrant, but we are facing the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different culture, different community, but we prove ourselves here. We start from under zero, and then we are step by step until we reach this level.
Absolutely.
So my story was a little bit tough, but I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm standing up with all the women, all the people around me, helping them, and everything is good to go.
I love it.
Thank you.
It's inspiring, it's empowering, and that's exactly what International Women's Day is all about.
Yes.
So that's very exciting that you'll be there on Sunday with the Multicultural Association of Perth Huron.
Yeah, yeah. And a little bit from my story, I can share it. I left Iraq after the occupation to Russia. And then the most important part of my life there, 1 year, actually, I have my friend Giza.
Mm-hmm.
He is the CEO of Multicultural Association right now. He was my guide. He was my support, a great support in Russia, until we passed this page in our life, like 1 year. So, and accidentally, I found him here in Canada, and then we started working together to help other people.
Oh, that's such a great coincidence.
Yes, since 2004. So it's almost like 20 years back.
20 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Russia and Moscow.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky to help to support this family, and then 12 family.
Yeah, 12 family members.
Wow. And,
you know, it's a good for me encouragement for me as have a mom, sister. You know how is woman always powerful,
mm-hmm.
and strong.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came with a lot of they're very good, strong family in Iraq, Baghdad. They came with nothing.
Yeah.
Today, she helping back again, refugee.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. You give back.
Yes.
It comes
yes.
full circle.
Because I was there, like in their position. So when I came here, I decided to do that. And then I can say I couldn't make anything like this. I couldn't make my story like right now. This big without the support of my boys, which is Saif is the oldest one. And
yeah, so Saif is here and he's your son.
Yes, yeah.
And
yes.
So
I'm going to cry.
Oh, no, it's okay. You're
I'm
allowed to
getting emotional.
That's okay.
When it comes to my boys, it's like too much.
Family is so important. And, you know, family is always number one. So Saif, yeah, come have a seat. And so,
hello.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And so, you're looking forward to your mom telling her story,
of course,
on Sunday. I mean, it's a big part of your life, of course. Your mom is your rock.
Of course. I've said that before. Actually, I've said that many times. I'm not saying this because my mom's right here or because she's my mom. No, but she's a great example for women all around the world.
Absolutely.
She's very strong. She's a heart, like just like you said. She's like the rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if she's stressed, if we're going through hard times. It doesn't matter if the hard times are, you know, you don't see a near end for it. At the end of the day, when you're stressed and you have a hard time and you're trying to kind of figure it out in this world, I come to her, even though, you know, sometimes you feel she's stressed in the background or she it's thinking too much, she'll always be there to support you no matter what.
Absolutely.
Right? And that would make a great example for any woman out there.
And that's how moms are.
Yes.
And women are often, you know, some of our biggest supporters are other women. And that's all, what International Women's Day is all about.
Exactly.
So we're celebrating it this Sunday with the Multicultural Association of Perth Huron at the Stratford Rotary Complex. Giza, you're also here.
Yeah, we have a music, we have international food, we have Iraqi food, Ukrainian, mm-hmm. we have Latino music. Because supporting women.
Yes.
And then all men, they will be volunteer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, even the men, it will be chef.
Yeah.
No
yeah,
women. That's they have to take care of all our women.
Yes.
And then I want invited all our women. They welcome anybody.
It's cost is by donation.
By donation. It says even no donation, it doesn't matter. We want to see to be together as a communities because of my community. We are here.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing our family here, newcomers,
mm-hmm.
Iraqi family, Ukrainian, all newcomers in the area. And so they are very excited to celebrate this Women's Day.
Yes, fabulous. We're very excited for International Women's Day with the Multicultural Association of Perth Huron. That's coming up this Sunday, 4 to 7 at the Stratford Rotary Complex. Everyone welcome to come celebrate the women in our community and the newcomer women in our community.